The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's racing on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:15pm with Mick Norton, Craig Forsyth and Mark Slater in the studio. We have Exeter and Toaster domestically and a good card over in Ireland as well from Navan. So do tune in for all of that. Right now though, my name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio by Mr. Ross Briley. How are you, Ross?
I'm all right, Mark Walton. There you go.
Beautiful.
I was just waiting for that.
Melodic.
Thank you.
Yeah, have you thought about going on the X Factor?
I have, many a time, and then I realised that I do still have a shred of dignity and self-respect, so decided not to.
Right. So. I often considered trying to get on X Factor as one of the funny ones, you know, in the audition stages.
Yeah, yeah.
Just go and be really unbelievably deluded and think that I'm amazing.
Yeah.
Just in the hope that I get a laugh.
What would you sing?
Material Girl by Madonna.
Yeah?
No, I'm not.
Give us a blast now.
No, I don't. I'm practiced.
Material Girl. Yeah. Like that.
Just like that, yeah. Right.
You should go on Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And go, look, I'm the amazing glass-legged man.
Yeah. Watch as I shatter into a million pieces.
Watch as I play football for approximately 30 seconds and seriously injure myself.
Yeah, I'm planning my big comeback in the next week or so, Ross. So.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Well, yeah. So you can tie the next injury in.
Yeah.
With a trip to a TV studio.
All right, yeah. It'd be nice. Nice day out, wouldn't it?
Yeah, do it. Why not?
Yeah. As far as the racing goes, Ross.
Yep.
We've had quite a spectacular weekend, but we're unfortunately in that limbo stage where we can't talk about it because we don't actually know what's happened yet.
No, but what a Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the races were just incredible, and I can't believe that finish at Haydock.
Magnificent.
Can you believe it?
Magnificent.
I can't believe it. And obviously, we've got a new, you know, real market move in the Gold Cup.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Obviously. And that four-in race, fascinating to see him return.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about that race for a while.
Yep, for whatever reason.
We
don't know why.
And, some real eye catchers all along the way.
Yes.
And, it was... Whew. Yeah, I'll never forget it.
I don't think I will.
I'll never forget that day.
I think we got away with that. I don't think people knew we didn't know the result.
No, we could just go... You could quite easily edit this later. I could go, that was a fantastic performance from Silvio Narco Conti. And yeah. I'll just record all the names and you can just slot them in.
All right.
And we'll never even know.
We'll do that later on and we'll see if we can make it work.
A fantastic performance from Silvio Narco Conti. Cue card. Dynast. Who else is in it?
Tak and Asoy.
Medami. There we go. You just edit it later.
Yeah, okay.
No one will ever know.
No one will ever know.
In fact, we should just do that for all the podcasts.
Just a generic podcast with several voiceover inserts.
I'll record every horse in training... And I'll record a series of lines that says, I think he's extremely well handicapped, ran well last time out, goes well fresh. And you can just cobble it together.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
It would be, yeah.
Apart from the fact that it'd be...
I mean, I'll charge you for terrible. My time for recording alphabetically. By the time I get to, you know, Zugzwang, I might be ready to... throw myself off a bridge.
Just a fortune.
Yeah, exactly. Is Ross still in that studio? He's been there since Tuesday.
We go live in a day. Let's get over.
I'm up for it.
Yeah. Should we talk about something we can talk about? Sunday's racing?
Yes.
Yes. Ross has picked out three races for us at Exeter, starting in the 205. And this is a Class 3 handicap chase over 3 miles. We have 7 of them lining up here, Ross. And which ones are on your shortlist?
All 7. Well, pretty much. It kind of is that kind of day at Exeter. There's not necessarily small fields, but, you know, 6-7 runners and a lot of chances. Jupiter X is the obvious starting place, with Venetia Williams' horses being in such good form. This horse won 7 on the bounce last year over hurdles and fences, which is an incredible achievement, really. Yet only earned, what, 24 grand or something, which is enough. You have to win 7 races to keep to pay for your trading fees for a year, basically, which is absurd. He then clearly had a problem and had 18 months off the track, but it was quite a nice comeback at Exeter behind American Life. Again, he ran well enough for a long way, and then he faded late on, as you would expect from a horse coming back from an 18-month absence. It was only 11 days ago, but I think he's bound to come on for that. But I'm intrigued by Big Society, the top weight, who's a horse I had a bit of a love-hate relationship with. He's got a massive engine. He's such a naturally talented horse. He just can't really jump very well, which kind of lets him down. But I do think he's a horse to catch quite early in the season. And he's also won his one and only start here at Exeter, which I think is a big plus. He handles testing ground. He's off a mark of 123, which is certainly workable given his form last year. And yeah, I think Jupiter Exeter is a big danger. Barton Gift as well, who's a bit of an all or nothing horse, is also a danger. But Big Society for the informed Tom George to make a winning return.
Okay, Big Society there then in the 205. The 235 is the next race that Ross has picked out. It's a Class 3 novices chase over 3 miles. 4 of them go to post for this one, Ross. And not many of them really coming into this in fantastic form. And the fact that you've got Kiki De La Pre coming back from an absence, as is Caddo George, it's a tricky little 4-runner race.
Yeah, but Kiki De La Pre is the one I want to be on side with. I like him a lot. Been looking forward to him going over fences. He was a talented hurdler. Again, he's another one with a real engine. I mean, I think he won at Carlisle last year, and Pino De Rey, who of course went on to win the Grand National, travelled all over him, and he just kept going and going and going and going, and I'm a big fan of him. Horses that beat him, you know, over hurdles, King's Palace, Puffin Billy. He beat Closing Ceremony, who won a valuable handicap hurdle at Haydock on Friday. Then he stepped into Grader Company. He couldn't cut it at Newbury, but that only came 2 weeks after a handicap success. It was a real sort of throw-in at the deep end effort. But he was much better at Haydock back in February behind Tubira, who'd put in some really good figures up till then and was getting a deserved success, was in fantastic form. He finished 25 lengths clear of the third, and again, he just kept going after he was headed, and he did as well as he possibly could. Back in third with Oscar Rock, who's a very solid yardstick. I just think he's a very solid 138, 140 horse. And to be fair, he's got Highland Retreat to beat. She was heavily backed on her reappearance at Cheltenham. Again, she was a very talented horse last year, but just when mares get into that kind of rhythm, whether they can then come back next year and repeat it is always a slight worry, I think. And yeah, I kind of got the feeling that in mares only races, she got into a real sort of upward trend, and she was in a very rich vein of form. But up against the boys, I think she's going to kind of struggle this year over fences. She was beaten by the Romford Pele last night, which is, again, no disgrace, but she was heavily backed and she dropped out quite tamely. She will prefer this ground, admittedly, but I think Carca de la Prise is an intriguing chase newcomer this year.
Yeah, just looking back through that Carlisle race where he beat Pino De Rey, some good runners in there as well. Trust and Times, Neptune Equest, Alive for It, all run well since. So.
Rock solid form, yeah. Absolutely rock solid form.
Good form. Okay, so Kaki De La Pre there, and moving on to the 4 or 5 at Exeter. This is a conditional jockey's handicap hurdle, a Class 4 event over 2 miles and 1 furlong. And tell us why you picked this one, Ross.
Well, there's not many options, to be fair, on the apart from Navan, but Mr. Holding will surely go through that. Thundering Homes of mild interest. He pops up every now and then, as he did when beating Jigsaw Financial here at Exeter on his penultimate start. But I think Jigsaw Financial will turn the form around. He did me a good favour at Suttle on his penultimate run. He's a very strong traveller, and I just think he's on an upward curve. And he really hit the final hurdle, like went through it, which I think paid to his winning chance. And then, of course, it was a very dramatic finish as well. And Go West Young Man, who should have won that, hung all the way across the track, which then gave Jigsaw Financial another chance. And then Thundering Home came from nowhere. So it was all a bit of a messy finish. And it can be at Exeter sometimes. But I just think the way he travels through his race suggests there's still more to come from this 8-year-old. So, yeah, I'm going to be sticking with Jigsaw Financial.
Okay, Jigsaw Financial there in the 205, Khaki de la Prix in the 235, and in the 205, Big Society, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Thanks, Ross. Good luck with that, and enjoy it on Sunday.
Okay, I will.
So there you go, the thoughts of Ross Brierley on Sunday's racing. As he alluded to, we'll also hear from Andy Holding on the card at Navan, and we'll get the thoughts of champion jockey AP McCoy on a few of the races at Navan as well. So plenty to look forward to in that respect. We've got Exeter Toaster and Navan on the show. It's live from 12:15 p.m. with Mick Norton, Craig Forsyth and Mark Slater in the studio. So do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.